Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sugar Cane. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry scores. Burns moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-0 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Coleman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. West reaches second base with a double. Al Benton now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett strikes out. 1 out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Higgins scores. McNair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Browns. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0-for-1 in the game. Cane hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Clift. McNair moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards is walked intentionally. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Clift reaches second base with a double. Hemsley moves to third. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hemsley scores. Clift moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. Salters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Salters reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Larry scores. Burns moves to third. It's 7-4, Browns. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Salters scores. It's 9-4, Browns. George Caster now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coleman moves to third. West moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Burns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-6, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 3 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Johnny Markham pinch hits for George Caster. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Burns bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 4 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 4 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Skeeter Newsom pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.